Welcome to SOLIDWORKS Heard, a show about tools, tips, and technology surrounding SOLIDWORKS engineering and the web. This is episode 467 for February 9th, 2014. SOLIDWORKS World 2014 product announcements. Well, hi, and welcome to SOLIDWORKS Heard. I'm Lou Gallo. Well, today we're going to be talking about the product announcements. And as I was recording the last show, it became pretty apparent that I probably would have been talking for an hour to cover all this stuff. So I want to try and jam as much of this in. Some of these products that I'll be talking about, we have very little information on, so it won't be terribly in-depth. But other products, we've gotten more information. I've attended a few breakouts on some of these products, talked to a few customers who were able to get in the Lighthouse program for some of the hosted products on the 3D Experience platform, and really try and get kind of a feel of what exactly these tools are. So let's go ahead and jump in. We'll start first with SOLIDWORKS Inspection. So starting off with SOLIDWORKS Inspection, this is a product that I believe was already in the market and had been acquired. This was Inspection Expert. You probably heard of that before. That was developed by Jeff Cope and team. Jeff has been a longtime member of the SOLIDWORKS community, has had his own company for a while, doing add-ins and a number of different products. He built that Office to PDM tool that Razorleaf had acquired. And then obviously in 2014, ePDM, we have our own add-ins to talk to Office. And no wonder Jeff works for SOLIDWORKS now. So they rebranded it under this new name, SOLIDWORKS Inspection, but this thing has some pretty cool features to it. So the first thing about it is that, number one, there's kind of two interfaces to it. The first interface is a standalone application. This will work for things like PDFs and TIFF files, and it actually does OCR. So you can take a PDF of a drawing, you can go through and generate your first inspection or inspection reports, where you're going to grab all the details, the dimensions that you need to inspect, you're going to balloon it up, you're going to do a lot of markup to it, and specifically for this inspection. The cool thing about the OCR is that because it's not a native file, it's actually going to do the optical character recognition. It's going to grab all the details and the information of it, and then it's going to generate a summary list that can be exported out to Excel. These type of reports are always a serious pain in the butt. We all have to do them a lot of times when we're getting our products inspected, and it has been a very manual process. Because of this kind of pain, this is kind of where this tool fits in. Now, in addition to the standalone, there's also going to be an add-in that runs inside of SOLIDWORKS that obviously doesn't need to use OCR, right? Because it can actually read and understand a lot of the dimensions. So you can go through and pick the dimensions, you can balloon it up, and then it's going to go ahead and pop that information out and allow you to do what you need to do. Now, the list of features here says it uses a standalone application or the SOLIDWORKS add-in to quickly balloon engineering drawings to create inspection reports. Works with drawing files from SOLIDWORKS, PDFs, and TIFFs, automatically balloon and inspection dimensions specified by the designer and mechanical engineer. And when working with TIFFs in PDFs, it captures the information using OCR. It can compare drawing revisions to quickly identify changes. Instant export of the ballooned drawings as a PDF. And then you can export all of the inspection reports in Excel spreadsheets using standard formats. So very cool stuff. I think it's probably going to be a pretty big deal for those of you that have to go through that manual process. So that was announced. It appears that this is actually going to be available in the channel right around the April timeframe. So you'll probably see more and more information about it, and you can probably talk to your local reseller sometime around April. So the next product on deck is going to be SOLIDWORKS Plastics Advanced. Now, last year, there was obviously SOLIDWORKS Plastics that it was announced, and we talked a little bit about it in the rollouts. I think a lot of people had heard about it and seen a lot about it. This was the acquisition of SimpoE. That product line was brought in. They had basically a SOLIDWORKS Plastics and a Plastics Pro version, Plastics Premium version, kind of like SOLIDWORKS and kind of like simulation. They have these different capabilities where you can go through and do all these type of things like single cavity, multi-cavity, family mold layouts, a number of different functions, whether you're trying to optimize, runner size, gate location. You can even balance between, multiple runner systems. It's a pretty cool tool. Obviously, a lot of it was rebranding. Much of the technology already existed. But one of the new things they're introducing is this release of Plastics Advanced. And this essentially is going to take it to the next level. I know a lot of the kind of the Simpo new products, or the ones that would be essentially the upgrade path once you got beyond what premium would do, many people would ask about cooling and warping. Those are two of probably the most prominent issues that design of plastic injection molded parts has, and they want to have some predictive analysis tool to give them some more insight. So what Plastics Advance is going to bring to the table is essentially, you know, helping them analyze the mold cooling, line layouts for cooling, and then ultimately trying to determine what actually happens and predict some mold warpage issues that possibly could come up. So this is something that's just kind of extending the capability line of this plastics product, and this was one of those silent launches that they talked a little bit about on the SolidWorks blog, and it obviously just posted during SolidWorks World. So this was an announcement. It was kind of a little bit under the radar, but definitely worth mentioning. Now, probably the most anticipated product announcement was more details on SolidWorks Mechanical Conceptual. Now, Fielder Hiss came on the stage last year at SolidWorks World and gave us a little bit of a sneak peek of this, but then there was really not a lot of talk for pretty much the rest of the year. So when Aaron Kelly brought this back up and was showing more videos, much of it didn't look that much different. I would say the only thing that seemed a little bit that I pseudo remember from it was kind of a collaboration functionality, like where you could actually do screen sharing. It appears that's not in there, but I could be mistaken. I wrote about it a year ago, and I remember mentioning something about that or seeing something about that. But for the most part, this tool is essentially what they talked about before. This is not SolidWorks. This is a separate tool for doing conceptual design. You know, it's very much kind of built on the layout sketch functionality of SolidWorks. That's what it reminds me of. The other side of it that's a little bit different, this is not a cloud application. It's a cloud database, which means that all of your kind of your design scenario, everything about it, the dimensions, the locations, all what's happening behind the scenes, the actual data is stored up on the 3D Experience platform, which is Dassault's kind of cloud-hosted platform that they build a lot of these tools on. But the other side of it is that it does have a relatively thick install. It's not some lightweight framework. It is essentially, you know, a couple hundred megs. It's not a huge download. It's definitely not as thick of an install as SolidWorks, but it is a substantial interface, and it obviously will require to run on a platform. I don't believe they talked too much about what platforms, if they're going to support running on Mac and Linux right out of the box. It appears that this is just Windows only, but I could be mistaken. But at this point, it looks like the two big pieces that we did get out of this discussion this time was, number one, we got pricing, which is it's $250 a month, which is essentially a $3,000 a year subscription fee. The other side of it is that it's supposed to launch April 2nd. So that means that you should be able to purchase this. It is going to be purchased and supported through the reseller channel. I'm not really sure exactly how that acquisition part is going to work when you purchase it, if you just go online and type in a credit card, or if you actually have to order it and it goes more of a traditional ordering methodology. I don't know. We didn't really get a lot of details on that. But there is some things that was very interesting. They did have some customers come on stage and talk about this product. They talked about some of the benefits of it and how quickly it is to model things up. I attended two different breakout sessions and got a good feel of what exactly it looks like. The interface is definitely a little different. It kind of reminds me of 3dvia.com. I remember they had that 3dvia shape. It was essentially like a little modeling tool. But most of the modeling tools, instead of the tool sets being, you know, kind of in a command manager, which we're used to in SolidWorks, it's kind of in the lower portion of the screen. The big piece of this as well that they were really promoting was the fact that you can connect to teams and you can use this swim interface to have communities around your projects. It has a built-in screen capture tool that you can screen cap and mark up certain areas of your design, and then you can simply paste it in and be able to collaborate and comment on that. They call it a blog. I think the terminology is a little bit poor because I don't think most people think about that type of communication back and forth. And I remember back when they used to have the Vooch discussions. We've talked about that in the show, and it was a discussion around a design, and that had kind of similar functionality. So I kind of liken it to Vooch as far as that, where you have kind of a built-in tool and you're able to use conceptual to snap ideas. The other big thing about conceptual too was that you could obviously save the models, but you did have the ability to simply snap kind of snapshots of design ideas or concepts and easily be able to kind of, you know, come up with an idea and make a concept. And I think this is very much likened to the way that I create versions for software when I use, you know, software version management tools. So it really allows you to come up with an idea, snap a concept, and then alter it dramatically without the fear of losing previous ideas. So it does have that platform. Again, it's conceptual, so it's very much kind of geared toward that. So in my conversations, there was a couple things that I did find out. Besides the cost and things like that, I don't know yet if they are going to be allowing this to be purchased per month. I talked to a couple of customers that were part of the Lighthouse program that got early access to it. They said that it was about a 200 plus megabyte download. They also said that it was very easy. They would get updates during this, obviously, this early stage, and those updates would be sent to them, or they could download it from Experience platform. They could download the new build, it would update, and then they'd log in and everything was up to date. So they didn't really have to worry about updating their data or versions of their data when the platform updates, the new thick install updates, and the whole platform is then upgraded. He said upgrade times were super quick. It was really not a big deal to download the app and install it and update it. So that part sounds good. But the big thing that I was concerned and curious about is, what is the workflow? You know, they don't want you to think of mechanical conceptual as SolidWorks or a replacement for SolidWorks. They're talking about it being complementary to SolidWorks. So in my mind, I'm thinking, okay, so once I'm done with mechanical conceptual, my thought is that I'm going to be bringing it into SolidWorks in some way, shape, or form to do whatever I need to do, whether it's drawings or whatever. You know, and there's obviously a lot of things that we're going to further the design. Maybe the concept phase is just to get kind of fit, form, and function. And then maybe you go in and you do more analysis and things like that. And according to a few people that I've talked to, it looks like, you know, inside the interface, you have the ability to do things more parametrically. You can import SolidWorks models and be able to, you know, see the feature tree. But you also have the ability to direct edit everything. Regardless if you keep it in that format or you direct edit features within that environment, the export or to get your data out in formats that you can work with is essentially 3D XML. This is a Dassault format. It is a pretty lightweight format, but it is a dumb solid. You can bring it in and it makes essentially a dumb solid. This does not really lend itself to being, I would say, complementary. It assumes that you're essentially going to take what's there, drop it into a print, and then use all the drawing tools to dimension out your drawing if that's what you needed to make. But it doesn't really let you continue on further development with SolidWorks unless you're going to try and master FeatureWorks and in hopes that that's the way to go. I guess for me I'm just a little bit unclear on exactly what the workflow is to be complementary. It's definitely very good for coming up with ideas and sharing those ideas with a team, but there's still a lot of questions that I have, essentially. And I wrote a blog post about this, kind of asking, you know, hey, we got some answers, but there's still some things I want to know about. And really, when it came to the questions that I left, was really this: how does mechanical conceptual work with SolidWorks? And that is what I found out as 3D XML. My other questions are: does it have an offline mode? When it becomes disconnected, what happens? And this is another tidbit that I found by going to a lot of the sessions. Number one, if your internet connection goes out, you are disconnected. You cannot use that tool. It appeared that was the case in some of my sessions, and they did get disconnected, and it basically broke it out. Now, You also don't really have something like Google Docs where if you disconnect from writing something, there is some caching that happens, you know, on your local machine, but most of the time it is always updated. So I could pull the plug on my browser, I could close the window, and even if I didn't save anything, which there really isn't a save button, it's going to automatically make sure that when I open that back up, I'm exactly where I left off. In mechanical conceptual, it appears that you have to set when it synchronizes with the database. So it's kind of like autosave. You put it on 5 minutes, and every 5 minutes, it pushes those clicks and picks and changes up to the platform and makes sure that your data up there is up to date. If you lose things between those time segments, it essentially is going to, you're going to lose your work. There was some functions that did happen where if it does crash and you launch it back up or you lose connection and it comes back up, it appears that it actually pops a message to see if you want to grab the last version up on the cloud. So, you know, there is some things there that are definitely a departure from what I expect from a cloud platform, but nonetheless, it seems to be the way that they intended it to work. So far, that's kind of where things sit. I did also put in my blog post what operating systems does it run on, and then also the fact that you know, what happens when the service is terminated. Let's say I can't afford to pay that amount anymore. How do I get my data out? How do I get my data? What state is it in? How long do I keep access? You know, there's a few things that I think a lot of people are wondering about. You know, as a longtime Google user, I'm always looking for the takeout function, which is their ability to export your data out of their services. So that's mechanical conceptual as it sits so far. I'm sure over the next couple of months, we're going to learn a lot more. Now, this next product is a kind of a play on mechanical conceptual called SolidWorks Industrial Conceptual. Now, this product is kind of the same. You know, it's built in the same platform. It has a lot of the same look and feel. But the big differences are, instead of being more of a mechanical design, it is definitely more industrial product focused. The example they showed was a helmet design, right? Not one flat face on it. And it really, really allowed them to go in and sketch things. They actually showed this interacting on a tablet where you could just kind of sketch up a very broad idea. You know, it's almost kind of like some pen strokes. You just kind of sketch it out, and then you're able to work with surfaces and solids. So you can take kind of a surface model and extrude it into a solid and keep the surfaces and keep the solid and shell it and pull it. And it was very much like if you've ever seen a demo of Rhino or anything that was very freeform modeling. You're not really thinking of dimensions as much, maybe like an overall size, but really about pushing and pulling and kind of stretching and making it look the way that you want it. And that's very much the way this felt. Again, there isn't a lot of details about it. They kind of did an announcement. They talked about there being kind of a closed loop Lighthouse program. You could send an email to swlighthouse@3ds.com, and ask to be part of it, but it was definitely focused toward trying to get more freeform organic shapes quickly into solids so you could actually get those to product a little bit quicker. And I don't know if there's going to be some handoff from that to mechanical conceptual so you could do maybe further concepts. I don't know, but it looked like from what they showed, they have all the same community, screen capture, and ideas and really allow you to come up with some pretty crazy shapes pretty fast. So it looks like they have planned a kind of a similar type rollout and kind of a similar type business model as far as what industrial conceptual will be. But not a lot of details at this point, but it definitely was something that I don't think many were expecting. Now, this next one that they introduced, they actually talked a little bit about it on the main stage. They did announce and talk a little bit about this as well right before they did the 2015 reveal. And this one is known as collaborative sharing. This has a couple of facets to it. One of the things they talked about is having access in a task pane inside of SolidWorks to be able to access that community. So the same community I talked about in both industrial and mechanical conceptual, where you can take screen captures and communicate with others and kind of have that running blog of what you're doing. That part of it is supposed to run inside of SolidWorks, I believe, in the 2014 version. Now, the other piece of this collaborative sharing is that they're also going to have this ability to share your data to it. And it appears that you can also pull things from your conceptual library, so where you're saving all your mechanical conceptual data. That is actually part of this collaborative sharing. If you have a subscription to Mechanical Conceptual, you'll also have this collaborative sharing functionality. I'm not really sure how they're going to package it, if it comes at a cost, or if there's some type of way that that's integrated. But the collaborative sharing looks like, and what they showed when 2015 comes out for SolidWorks, this collaborative sharing mechanism is going to be there. So you're going to have essentially a cloud-hosted area where you can save your SolidWorks files and be able to share them with other SolidWorks users. Again, it was very briefly shown. I didn't get a lot of screen captures of it, so I wasn't really able to kind of analyze what they showed. But it looks like a lot of that collaborative angle of Mechanical Conceptual, they're going to bring inside of the SolidWorks environment. So that's one thing to keep in mind. Another thing they did mention, I forgot to say, in the Mechanical Conceptual area, is that they did have an ability to do FEA. So you could do analysis using Simulia or Simula, many of you probably call it. That functionality, I believe, is at additional cost. It does not come with the $250 a month. So I just wanted to briefly mention that because I totally forgot about it. But that's the collaborative sharing mechanism that they showed. I think that was another one that they talked about in the main stage, but I think a lot of people are not going to really know what that is until it ships. Now, this one was definitely one that was not mentioned on the main stage, but was posted on the SolidWorks blog. At SolidWorks World, I believe it was the first day, they put a post up saying eDrawings updates for Android. And so when I read the post, I initially had pushed this out just on Google Plus and a couple other places saying, hey, if you have Android, you now can do an in-app purchase to Pro. So I believe eDrawings was $2, $1.99, something like that. And the in-app upgrade is $7.99. So the total cost is $9.99, same as iOS, has all the same features of Pro, the markup and measure and section and all that stuff. The one thing I didn't see on Android was the ability to take a picture, because you could take a picture on the iPad version and be able to put it in the eDrawing. But regardless, you still have augmented reality and a lot of the things that they've announced in iOS for eDrawings for a while now. So I read that and I was excited about it. I pushed it out and I didn't read the last bottom piece of it, which is they put out a pre-beta version of a thing called eDrawing Meetings. And I ended up writing up a post about it because I couldn't believe I had missed it. But I was reading through it and they talk a little bit more about it, but they say, it's currently just a sneak peek. But it does talk a little bit about this real-time markup and interactive mode that you could launch from eDrawings. There's a little screenshot that says, like, invite participants, and then you could start the meeting. And when they join, they actually gain access to your mobile version of eDrawings. And I'm not sure yet if it's going to be on the desktop. I think it's just going to be on mobile. But you can go in there and invite participants. They can open up their version of eDrawings Mobile, and they'll be able to rotate, and you can share the screen and do markup and collaboration. You can do augmented reality if you want. But they've done this functionality of just basically adding kind of a GoToMeeting inside of this interface, and it allows you to do this meeting, which is pretty cool. Like I said, there wasn't a lot of details about it, but they did mention it as a pre-beta. So I would imagine in the next couple of weeks, you'll probably either see it come into the existing version, and maybe it's just a feature that they put in there for testing for a while to see how it works. The one thing that worried me about it, though, is it did mention something about it being on iOS, and it really wasn't explicitly saying only, but it said, like, it said something specifically about opening up the drawing on iPad. And I just hope that this isn't yet another thing that we on Android have to wait for. But I'm not going to, I'll reserve my judgment until it comes out. Again, there was not a lot of details as far as when this will be there or how you actually can participate. Pre-beta sounds a little bit sketchy to me because maybe it's just like a select few people, but, possibly maybe they add that as a feature in the existing version and just call it a pre-beta feature or something like that. But it looks like we'll finally be able to do some pretty cool real-time collaboration with eDrawings Mobile, which would be pretty awesome. Well, as you can see, there was quite a bit announced. There was a lot of stuff that they talked about. Some of it, obviously, a lot more than others. Mechanical Conceptual obviously got a lot of airtime. In fact, in the breakout sessions, there was actually... And they didn't put it in a lot of the topic descriptions, but there was an actual color. So all the breakouts have a specific color around, you know, different products and things like that. And it had its own color. So once I caught wind of this on the first day, I started attending a lot of those classes. But Mechanical Conceptual got a lot of publicity for sure. But I think it's a big deal for those of us that are Android users. The Pro version is huge. We've been waiting for that. That really gives us a very capable and powerful collaboration tool on Android, which is awesome. I'm super excited about that. And I'm really it's kind of promising to see what this eDrawings Meetings thing looks like. So looks like, from that standpoint, a lot of good stuff. Obviously, there's still some questions out about Mechanical Conceptual and what exactly is going to happen with that and kind of the whole workflow. Many of us just want to get our hands in there. We're engineers. We really don't believe until we can get our hands in there and start testing it out. But hopefully we'll get our hands on it soon and be able to give you more info. If you have any questions or comments about this episode, you can hit the comments section or email me at lou@solidworksherd. Don't forget to follow The Herd on Google+, Twitter, or Facebook by searching for SolidWorks Herd. This episode of SolidWorks Herd was sponsored by Digital Dimensions, Forward Engineering Solutions, online at www.ddicad.com. Music is provided by 21 Against by the means of Music Alley at musicalley.com.